recess at 9:51 a.m.
Can I make a suggestion on your setting a deadline? Would that be all right, Mr. Presiding?
Sure.
I think it's too late for 2015 because we would be making a decision for some and not for others, so we'd be choosing. But 2016 tax year is getting ready to start. So if you make a decision now that you're going to cut off at a certain date for 2016, and Chuck sends it out in his notices on his, what do you call them? Your condo letters?
Condo letters, mm-hmm.
And if it has a definite deadline, and of course, I guess you'd have to check with legal counsel, but if we could do that, and honestly, I don't know why we can't. We have BOE, where the citizens have an opportunity to come and be heard. And if they're not taking that opportunity, then I mean, what's the point? I mean, there's always going to be exceptions. Somebody's out of the country, somebody's in the military, but those are two exceptions, not just because they didn't get around to doing it. Anyway, it's a thought if you wanted to do something for 2016.
The problem is I don't disagree with that at all. The problem is if you read the letter, there is a deadline on it. And the letter comes from the assessor's office.
We're getting
it says, please respond to this notification letter by completing below statement. If not returned prior to May 15, 2015, we'll assume that your condominium is predominantly available for transient nightly rental, and your condominium will be assessed as commercial property. So the deadline's already in there. So I guess the question would be for Mr. Pennell on what he wants to set the deadline as, and if he wants to continue to present him to the commission after the deadline.
Well,
that's my opinion.
If I could interject, I think, Donna, you've got two things. I'm changing the value for 16 back to what it should be. They don't have to go to BOE because that's what it was in 14.
I'm not talking about any individual company.
But on these, they've sent us the condominium letter for 15, which applies to 16 as well. So I believe I have the authority to change it to 16, what it should be. What's before the county commission is they have asked that we go back to 15 and refund them in April. We don't have I've just continued to bring them to you, but I feel like it's getting too late in the year, the following year. This is the following year. I mean, they could have brought it to us when I sent them the impact notices. They missed that. They went ahead and paid their bills in December, and they missed it then. Now they're coming to us in April. We all make mistakes. Again, my heart goes out to them because it's a big tax number, but at some point I feel like that the commission needs to draw a line somewhere.
Well, you're putting it off on the commission. You're the one that's presenting it to us, so you draw the line. I guess it would be Danny, Mike, what do you guys think?
But
go through a recorded record, but that's exactly what's been stated before. I don't,
after you get to this point, there's so many things here that are wrong with what we're trying to do. In the first place, there's all kinds of systems set up to take care of all kinds of problems. If this group wants to come before the BOE and request, just like a motel that would request a income approach, or if they want to use this as a percentage of these condo, I get a little confused when I see that they use it for, I think one said 4, one said 5 and 7% of the year. And as we've sat through in years past and heard about the different cases that are in law now from different timeshare buildings. The building itself, if they have it available for rent, then it was a certain amount. We, as you referred back to, Chuck, when we first started considering this, we had a 75-25, it was a 50-50, and it was different approaches that we used on this. Now we've come up again the time frame, and I think it's too late. And if you wanted the things denied, I mean, that's exactly what I would be making a motion to do anyway.
Well, I have a question. On the current real, the parcel numbers aren't matching up either. Is that, am I missing something?
Under the abatement, we add it. The program adds an 8. And that's probably what you're
okay.
saying.
Yep.
If you put a 0 in there, then that's what.
Okay.
I feel like what I'm requesting is what you all have said in previous times, that there's got to be a time I quit bringing them to you. But that's not my deal. My deal is that the people come to me, and I don't have that decision to change it. You all have that decision. I bring it to you.
I think you're using us as a scapegoat, just to be honest with you. But, I mean, that's a $4 million